This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Kooky, crazy, wacky, nutty, zany.
Insane.
Chaotic.
We're looking for your collections. We want to hear what it is you're collecting, how you started, why you're doing it. Like, crazy collections, because some woman just tried to sell her collection at auction and it didn't
I wonder why.
Didn't pan out.
Oh my god, it was literally 163 bedpans. She bought her first bedpan at Salvation Army in 1984.
Okay. Yeah, a used one.
Well, of course they're all used.
Maybe not. Yeah. You don't know.
They're not all. They're new at some point. Or they test them in the factory.
You would definitely power wash it.
There's a guy at the end of the...
You're not bringing it home for the patina on it.
Okay.
She said she wanted to collect something different.
Yeah, I guess.
That's different.
It is, yeah. What? That's the only reason, and that's what you came up with? You just wanted something different? You went right to bedpan?
I did not click on the link to see the picture of it, but I imagine they probably come in different... Not
colors,
radically different shapes and sizes, but they're sort of, they're always sort of toilet shaped.
Yeah.
A little bit. I've seen narrower ones. Like, they're, and they make one now that is a little like a Stanley cup.
I'm sorry, what?
Really? It's a little like a Stanley mug, because, like, for dudes, like, you hold on to it, like, so you don't have to hold the whole bedpan.
Oh,
it's just like,
container.
It's like,
oh, nice.
Yeah, it's like a, it's like what you water plants with, whatever you call that thing.
In exclusive colorways.
Yes.
We're storming Target.
But that, I mean, she started as a like a lark, and then once she got to 163, she thought perhaps
I can sell them.
Someone might want my massive collection of
crap.
She's 77 years old, so she's run out of
just
the collection use for them. I think she probably has 164 bedpans, and she's just selling the 163.
I guess you could open a museum or something with that many to start.
There is a toilet seat museum in Texas that I went to, and I loved it.
You went?
Yeah.
Those are all used.
No, they were all like painted, and they each had their own like theme.
Okay, that's...
Wow.
Who's like, that's what I'm saying.
It was so
Who
cool.
starts that? Like, to me, like, do you guys have collections? The only one I've talked about it before. I have a thimble collection that I don't even want.
It just started somehow?
It just started. Somebody, I don't remember what happened. I think I was in an airport somewhere, and I just ended up buying one. And it's just like anything else with me. Like, I ended up telling somebody, it's like, oh, man, okay. And then they were in London, and like, oh, Slacker likes thimbles. Like, mwah. And once you have two, you have a collection.
Yeah.
And then everybody goes, oh, you want more thimbles? I'm like, no.
How many thimbles do you have?
I have no idea, because now they're just in a junk drawer. I hate them.
You got to put them on display.
That's exactly what I don't want to do. I'm out here in the dating scene. Hey, please come back to my lair and let me do terrible things to you. Is that a thimble? Yeah. Yes. Yes, it is.
I didn't know
it
you sewed.
It shows dedication.
No, it doesn't. It shows, like, who uses thimbles? I'm not a seamstress. Like, why in God's name would I have a thimble in the first place? Also, I have hammer thumbs. I'm like Megan Fox over here. Do thimbles go on the thumb or do they go on your fingers? I don't even know where they go.
I think they go on the thumb, yeah.
Yeah.
Because when you put it through, then the
needle, it's supposed to hit
I believe. My mom was literally a seamstress, so she'll be very upset if I got that wrong.
Your
I think
mom
it's the
hates
thumb.
Buttons and she's a seamstress?
She was, yeah.
Is that why she hates buttons?
No, she had to wear, her mom made her wear a buttony dress for a school picture day one year.
And it just wrecked her.
It wrecked her, yeah. Never again.
Wow.
Note to self, we got to do Scarred for Life sometime this week. Like, what? Okay.
That's it, yeah.
I also have one other collection that maybe you guys know about. They're starting to pile up over in the corner.
Guitars.
ex-wives.
You got a couple piles.
Just pick one out if you want one. Swing by the studio, I'll throw in a thimble with it. And a bedpan.
You bought it?
No, I just have one for each of the wives in case they... All right, so we've explored a few weird collections. We'll talk about other ones, but we want to hear what crazy thing are you collecting? 303-222-5423 or text in at 510-59.
I have my sneakers. I've big sneaker collection, but mm-hmm. I've always been drawn to that.
Let's start it.
When I was younger, I collected yo-yos. Okay. I had a bunch of those, and I also collected bouncy balls for a while. Those were kind of, but the thing I really got into, I still have all of them, are the Tech Decks, which are those mini skateboards that people use like with their fingers.
I could never
figure
out how people did that.
Yeah, they did.
You use them with your fingers.
Yeah,
and you can do the tricks like
No. I just collect
other people can.
I just collect them. So I had like a bunch. I had them all on my wall on a bunch of shelves. They're just like stacked up.
That was pre having relations with anyone of
yes,
the opposite.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
And the first time you lured Angie into your lair, she's like, yeah, if we're going to do this, you're going to have to get rid of that.
Exactly. Yeah. I'm like, but think of the finger talent. I don't know. No.
I dated a girl who had the dolls. I think I've talked about that before.
Yeah.
The dolls whose eyes move when you move their head.
I don't like those. My wife has some of those. They're down in the...
Okay, as long as they're not on the
storage. No. Because the skateboards are on the bed. All right, get it right. And then in the bedpan,
you do like the half pipe in the bedpan up to the. Ew.
She's like, just go back to shoes.
Smart. It's well played.
I've got my vinyls, which I haven't added to in a while.
That's you got to get back on that.
I do, but I also want to start collecting uranium glass. That's my
You've
next
You've said
thing.
That before, and yeah. I still don't know what that is. I looked it up that day. Like, what? Who has it? Target?
No, you have to, like, go thrifting to find it.
So you have to go thrifting or garage sailing or both? Just
both,
anywhere?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
How do you know if you've... Do you have to shine a light on it?
A black light, yeah. And if it shines, then
do
it has...
Do you have a black light?
I don't. That's probably the first
collection should be black lights. Yeah. I have black lights.
Keep it away from my bedpan.
All right, so let's just wrap this whole thing up,
okay,
shall we?
Yeah.
If you've got a weird collection, dryer lint, belly button lint, fingernails, chewed gum.
Gross.
These are all the things I've heard. Did I say fingernail? There was definitely somebody. If you got a weird collection, we'd love to hear yours. 303-222-5423.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We're talking about crazy collections. Turns out we're kind of lame in this room, but we're hoping you guys are collecting something really cool. Like Scott?
Yay.
Yay.
Crazy collection. What do you got?
Well, it was my grandmother. She was really into clowns. I know that freaks people out, but
clowns? Bye.
Clowns.
Okay.
She had dolls, paintings, figurines, and it was mostly in one room, but it was definitely a huge collection. I was not scared of clowns, so I didn't have any problem with it. I just thought, holy cow, there's so many clowns in here. We counted them all once, and there was like 300-something.
No.
Wow.
No.
300-something clowns.
Why, though?
Ooh.
Did she have an affair with a clown or something? Why would you be into clowns?
She really liked clowns. When we go to the circus, she couldn't wait for the clowns to come out and watch them do their thing, Al.
Okay.
I don't know.
It gives me the willies. I don't even like pictures of clowns. Like, nothing. It's like...
Yeah, that would be very creepy to have a bunch of them like that.
Ugh. Or maybe it's not.
The clown one. You know who Bozo the Clown is?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He's the famous... Isn't he from Chicago or something?
I don't know, but she had an old doll. Like, it must be 75 years old.
I'm just saying, like, there's a beloved clown from Colorado that everybody knows if you grew up of a certain generation. His name was Blinky. Blinky the clown is like, He was amazing. He would do birthday shout outs, and I believe my birthday was shouted out at one point. But this was pre-VCRs or whatever, so there was no evidence of it.
Oh, no.
But he just sounded like a guy who smoked like a carton of Marlboro Reds every day. But like he was the ultimate like clown for Colorado. My love for him, it's just not enough to overcome the fear of clowns in general.
Still a clown.
He's still a clown. You're still somebody who hides your face and wants to be around kids. Period. Rob.
Yay.
What are you collecting?
Well, I have a collection that no matter how much I add to it, it doesn't physically get any bigger. MP3s.
Oh, my God. What? Oh, you're one of those. You were a Napster kid.
Napster was a big part of it. And then back in the 2000s, you know, we all had a big CD collection. And I'm like, why am I hanging on to Bob Seger's greatest hits?
So you just
because that's
it.
A collector. Don't get rid of it.
No, but he ripped it. He ripped it.
Still, you got to keep it.
No, you don't.
You do.
You rip it, and then you get rid of it. You don't have that plastic in your life anymore. You give it a second spin, and then you still have the music. You don't need that, the case.
You don't need the case.
You need the case.
But I will tell you this. I probably have 1,000 CDs. Just really? Sitting in storage. I should.
Yeah, you should start selling them or something.
Selling them to who?
I don't know.
Who wants them?
Erin seems like she's interested.
Bob Seger, what? I mean, Bob Seger of all people to mention. Yeah, no, that's weird. Is he still alive?
Yeah.
I thought he just died.
Did he?
I don't know.
Nope.
Maybe wishful thinking. All right, thank you. That's weird. Chris.
Yay.
Crazy collections. What do you got?
Airplane napkins.
What?
That's kind of cool.
Why?
Whenever I go, I don't know. I started one time, I thought the airplane napkin was cool, took it, and now whenever I get my drink, I don't put it on the napkin. I just take it, I stick it in a book, and I have a little photo book that has all the different ones from different
airlines. You have like Southwest's earlier logo and like as their logo progressed?
Right, yes.
Do you write down like your flight itinerary on the napkin so you can like keep track of where you went?
No, I don't write anything on it, so okay. It's not that cool. I just thought it was unique. So
it just seems like you'd get into some weird or something like, can I borrow that napkin? And you're like, actually,
no! Don't touch it.
Whoa.
I have a weird thing. Like, I started collecting and I had a bunch of them. Do you remember when Southwest had their stir sticks like came up into a heart?
Oh,
no.
Like the end of it was like a heart. It was all one thing. And I had a stack of them because I just loved them. Huh. I think it was because I had a daughter and I just wanted her to have unlimited amounts of
stir sticks.
Hearts. Oh. But it was
getting
weird.
Was
like, they all had the flavor of some vodka concoction on them. She slept like a baby. George.
Yay.
What's your crazy collection?
I got about like 100 or so of the little homies. They're like the 2-inch little plastic figurines you used to buy at the quarter machines.
Little homies?
Yeah.
Yeah. I always saw them. I never got to get one.
Because they weren't in a store. They were only in a vending or in a bubblegum machine?
Yeah, the quarter machines. Yeah, like 25 cents, 40, 50 cents. They were there and I got about 100 of them.
Do you think they're worth something? Like everybody that was collecting beanies for a long time all thought something was going to happen.
Beanie babies, yeah.
Yeah, and then they just turned out to be nothing.
No, I don't think they're worth much. I mean, to the right collector, maybe, yeah.
Somebody's selling a lot of 66 of them for $200.
Huh. Hey, okay, well, there you go.
Yeah.
All right, well, we'll give you $12.
Right, I do want some little homies. Yeah.
Joe.
Yai.
What's your crazy collection?
I collect an item from each ex-girlfriend that I've had.
All right, Dexter.
That does have a little serial killer ring to it. Like, for example,
something like a makeup. Like if it's like almost gone, like she won't really care about it. You know what I mean? Like,
oh, she knows.
Like so you just have like this kill closet? What?
Huh? No, I don't have a closet.
How many X's do you
drawer? Don't be ridiculous.
The Slacker Show. Alice 105.9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.